Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insights alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic. 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
Hello, and welcome to the Soul Purpose Show. As you can tell, I'm not Jerry Humphries. I am Grant Collier, and I'm joined by the lovely Sarah May tonight. So you've got the pleasure of listening to us, guys, and we'll be doing some readings later on. We're just going to send out some healing to Jerry. Jerry's not well at the moment. So, Jerry, if you are listening, my friend, get well soon. I know that you're a strong character, and I'm sure you'll fight off the flu bug very, very soon. I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Sarah and introduce you to her this evening. The lovely Sarah May. Hello, Sarah.
Ray. Good evening. Hello, Grant, and hello, everybody who's listening this evening. And sorry, Jerry can't make it today. He phoned me this morning, and he sounded absolutely awful. You know, could hardly speak, and he was sneezing. And I said, no way you can work tonight, Jerry. So we've all trooped together, as the hosts do, on Mike Spirit FM. But we do want to send him lots of love and a speedy recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jerry is a fantastic psychic, and it's always a pleasure to listen to him on the show on a Wednesday evening. You know, but I'm afraid, guys, you've got us tonight, so you're going to have to make do.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that dealt with, bless. Did you know, I've heard through the grapevine, Sarah, that our Mike Davis is going away this Friday. He's going over to Norway to work.
He's going to Norway.
Okay, and apparently he's starting off in Bergen, out there. He gets there on the 10th, and I think that he's there till the 19th. Obviously, Mike, I think Mike's doing the show out there. Is that correct, sir? I'm sure I heard from grapevine when he's doing a live show.
He's doing lots. I think the lady's name is Bifta, and he's been invited over there. I know he'll be doing audiences. I know he'll be doing radio shows. I think he's doing a little bit of development in a few groups as well. Yeah. And he's going to try and get the show out as well on the Sundays as well, coming, you know, the Mike Spirit show. As far as I know, I'm sure I'll be corrected if I'm wrong.
Well, we might have the pleasure of him joining our show late this evening. We're not quite sure about that, but I do know that Mike's quite busy at the moment. He's doing private readings and bits and pieces at his own home location at the moment. But pretty much, he is a busy man. We know that. And Mike, obviously, is going to be out there for, I think, just over a week, isn't it? He's out there for. So he's going to be doing a hell of a lot of demonstrating and readings out there. So bless him, he's going to be busy before Christmas. Hopefully, he will be on the show later on. Also, guys, if he doesn't come on and he can't fill us in on an update us more on that, I'm going to get Mike personally to put some info up on his Facebook wall. And on his Twitter as well, and I'm sure he'd be more than welcome to be able to do that and give you a bit more info. Anyway, that's that. Okay, Sarah, what have you been up to? I know you've been busy. I know that we're all busy at the moment. We've all got things going on. So I haven't had a chance to catch up with you lately, and normally we're talky-talky all the time.
I've been really busy, Grant, as much as you have. I've done a lot of events. I work with a lot of local event holders, and you know, they put girly type things. I mean, I work with Ultimate Girls Night Out with Liz Yeomans and Jane. Yeah. Glam Girls I work with, and I also work with Shopping and Indulgence with the fantastic Linda Harris, plus many others. So I tend to be doing quite a few events on a weekly basis, but I also do a lot of private stuff as well. So I've been quite busy with my private work. So it's sort of been reading after reading and, driving from here to there. And I had a busy weekend last weekend as well. I was working in Reading with Mike Davis, which is fantastic. We had a really good time there. What's the name of that pub? Should really, really mention the pub, shouldn't I? The Gardener's Arms in Reading. I'll give them a mention. Lovely, lovely, lovely people, Grant. And we had a fantastic time there. So, and coming forwards, just events and work, radio shows.
It's nice, isn't it, when you're out there, you're working with somebody that you really enjoy working with, like Mike, and you're doing these events, and sometimes it just doesn't feel like work, does it? You're out there enjoying, you're meeting people, you're coming across lovely people along the way. And, it just sometimes, when you're having a weekend of this, it can go so quickly, can't it?
We were just work, and it's nice to be out of area as well, Grant, to sort of get the energies, there's different energies. It's like going on holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, it was about nearly a 2-hour drive for me to get to Reading.
Wow.
There was lots of little country roads along the way as well, and it was dark when I got there. but it was just nice to be in the energy of different people, different area, because I cover my own area a lot, and I am moving out of area quite a lot now, so I'm travelling around, and I really enjoy it.
Well, Sarah, like I always said, you're really hitting the mark out there at the moment with your work, and it's amazing to see how well that you're actually doing. And like I say, now you're now doing your own separate show, and how's that going? How's things going on your own show?
Do you know, Grant,
radio show.
I was a little bit nervous. I mean, I've done television. I've presented television, 6.5-hour shows on my own in the last shows that we were working on towards the end. And I was a little bit nervous about doing the radio. I couldn't understand it because with the television, I suppose you've got the producers popping the head round and talking to you. With the radio, everything's silent, isn't it? So it's almost like a little, it's lonely in a way, but the energy kicks in and you just buzz. And last week I had my show and I absolutely loved it. I was very, very happy with the response that I got from people on Facebook and, people inboxing me, Skyping me. It was lovely and it was well worth it. And of course the readings as well, which is what it's all about, connecting with the people. I'm back on tomorrow night, but I'm a little bit later tomorrow night. My show starts at 9:30 because I'm doing an opening event at a hairdresser's that I work at called Head to Toe in Castle Bromwich. If anybody wants to go there, any of you local people, if you're listening, we're at Head to Toe in Castle Brom on the Chester Road. And I double booked, so I've fitted everybody in early, and then I'll be hot-footing it home to do my show tomorrow night.
You're a busy, busy girl, and this is what I say, your work has just gone from more and more and more and more. And I'm not surprised because, I think we met more or less about just about a year ago, probably just over a year ago. And we first worked together on Psychic World TV. And I always knew at that point that, there was a good connection between you and myself, and we'd go on to do a lot more within the energy of the work. And I'm sure that we will go on right to the end of our days being connected through the work, because there's this sort of family building up, and we all are part of that family. It's so great to be working with you tonight, and it's always a pleasure working alongside you, Sarah. I've always said that, and I will continue to say that, I'm sure, like I said, until the days that I give up this work, and that'll be when I get going the ground, do you know what I mean? It's amazing. We have got a few people coming in for readings, but I think what we'll do, Sarah, is we'll play a piece of music. Mm-hmm. What we'll do is we'll come back and we'll go in straight into a call and give a few of these people a lovely reading and see what we can get for them.
Should we give the number at first, Grant, in case anybody wants to call in?
Absolutely. I totally forgot. I know you're with it. I'm glad you are, because I know that I'm all over the place. So you go for it, Sarah.
Okay, if you want to dial into the show, if you're dialing from America, 7028 346 11. Outside of America, 001 760 283 4611. If you have a Blog Talk Radio account, click on Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM. Click on Skype and you will come through to us for free. There we go.
Fantastic. There you go. So it's as easy as that. So, guys, we've got a little piece of music coming on. We're going to have one piece of music now, and then what we'll do is we'll go into some calls after, okay? And then we'll have a little bit chat more, and you can know a bit more about what we're doing and what's coming up for us. But we've got a little song now. I know it's a lovely song. I do believe the first song that we got coming up might well be by the lovely Tracy Chapman. If it is, it goes a little something like this, guys. Sit back, relax, put your feet up and listen to this one, and let's rock.
To get to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. We sell drinking and date at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Wow, what a lovely song that is. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Covered by quite a few people, I do believe. Very, very nice song. I always love that one while I'm driving along in my car. How about you, Sarah?
Love it. Love it. It's a popular song as well. If ever I put that song on Facebook, everybody says they really love it.
Do you know what I was waiting for? I was waiting for the Mike Davis Show jingle to come up after that, but I was gravely mistaken. But we will play it later on in the show, because I know that we want to be talking about that in a little while.
Well,
so
Grant,
after the next,
here he is.
Oh, there he is! Look, here's man himself.
If you want to hear the jingle, Grant, all you got to do is ask.
Oh, I didn't realise you were there. Go on, bring it in. Bring the jingle
okay.
in, Mike.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of MikeSpirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, Mike@MikeSpirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Oh, well, there
Grant,
you go.
That's what you wanted to hear, wasn't it?
That's what I wanted to hear, and that's what I know that everybody else wanted to hear, mate. It's a pleasure to have you in on the show, Mike. How you been?
Well, I've been a busy man, Grant.
That's what I like to hear.
I've been sorting out some new adventures for next year.
Yep.
Ooh.
And I'm going to say what now?
I've also just been talking about your Norway trip, mate. Can you tell us a little bit about it, please? Because I've got some dates here. Now, you arrive on the 10th. Is it right that you come back on the 19th?
You must be psychic.
Oh, well, that's, well, not so much psychic. Sarah May told me, so there you go.
Okay.
And you're going
I'm
to,
psychic.
You're going to Bergen, first of all? Is that correct?
Correct, yep, that's correct. Over to Bergen first, and then my events start there in Bergen, and what I believe is around a few other places as well.
Oh, okay, so I've heard from the grapevine, you're going to be doing a crafty live show out there as well.
Actually, Grant, they're going to be doing the radio show, you mean?
Yes.
Two. I'm going to be doing the two shows live from Norway.
Oh. Mm. Do you know what, guys? This is exciting. I can't wait to hear this one. I'll be tuning in for that one, Mike. What date is it specifically you're going to be doing it on? On the Sunday, the what?
On the Sunday, I'm sure, which is the 11th, Grant, but I tell you what, I'm going to check on that now so I don't give you any false information. And yes, it's the 11th of November and the 18th of November.
And the
two shows will be live from Norway.
Okay, are you going to be having any specific guests or is that a surprise?
Well, my guest will be the lady that's hosting me out in Norway and that's booked up all these wonderful events. I know that Nick will be joining us. You know, Nick from right here in MikeSpirit FM, Nick from A Tuesday Night. Will be joining us on the 11th. And our fantastic Sarah May will be joining us on the 18th.
So there you go, guys. It's all happening. It's all happening here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm looking forward to that, Mike. I can't wait.
Well, Grant, you never know what the future lies, do you?
well, this is it, mate. Well, you know, us being psychics, we do sort of know, but we don't know. Do you know what I mean? We sort of get guided down that path, but we never quite know the final outcome because this life's a little bit of a test and we go through them barriers, you know. But this is amazing because at the end of the day, Mike Spirits going Norway live, absolutely fantastic. Let's hope we get a few Norway listeners coming around you and want to come in and see you live as well, Mike.
Well, you know, Grant, that is the plan. That is the you know, that is where I'm hoping it's going to go. I know I've got an interview with a newspaper company out in Norway when I arrive. But do you know something, Grant? The day I arrive, on the Saturday I arrive.
Yep.
I'm going to a party.
It's all right for some, isn't it, Sarah?
Oh, no.
Being on the dance floor for me.
Hey, no mixing the spirits now, will you?
Well, maybe mixing the chocolate eclairs and the crisps and everything else, you know. Ramming as much down me as I can. That's my plan, Grant.
Well, I'll tell you what. While you're on here, Mike, and I know that, you know, you're a busy man, but I know you've been doing readings, but we've got a lovely Alison on the line. Do you feel like you want to do a joint reading, you and Sarah, while I just gather some notes together so I can continue on with the show? So if I bring Alison in, is it okay if you can just do a little reading for her?
Most certainly. And me and Sarah can join up on this one, can't we, Sarah?
We can.
It'd be like the weekend all over again.
You know what? I've heard this. I've heard you've been teaming up very well. And guys, you're in for a treat now. I think we've got Alison on the line. Alison, are you there?
Let me just bring Alison on, Damon and Grant. There we are. Our wonderful producer, Ken, has already done it. So, Alison, how are you doing?
Oh, I've had much better days.
Oh, you sound dreadful. You sound full up with it.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from, Alison?
I'm calling from Colorado.
From Colorado. You know, I was just speaking to our other host there, Nick Humphreys, and you know, you'd be most devastated that I'm speaking to somebody from Colorado because he has family in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you'd be most devastated with that. But, Alison, so was there a reading that you was looking for today?
Nothing really. Well, there's always a lot of stuff on my plate. I've had a lot of things happen this last year that are really hard on me, and I'm really tired of being poor and not having a real job.
Okay.
But that's not the main. That's actually not the main thing, but it's a pretty big thing, actually.
Okay, Alison. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world. Okay.
Okay.
And if that's okay, I'll do that for you and see where we
that's
go.
Fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Good, because I know that there's a lady that has just joined us there from the spirit world. And I know that this lady would connect to your family. I believe that she connects to your mum's side of your family as she makes a communication here with me. Now, I do believe that this lady certainly suffered in her body before she passed on to the spirit world, because she makes me aware that her body kind of deteriorated a little there towards the end of her life. Because I know that I'm aware that she's losing weight. I'm aware that all her movements is affected by the way that she comes closer to me. I do believe that she makes me aware that, like, one organ kind of like closed down, then the next, until the moment she passed. So I know that she suffered quite greatly in her body. But as I said, I believe she connects to your mum's side, and I believe I want to go back maybe a generation to your grandma as she makes a connection there, Alison. So do you understand of this lady?
That drives with the reports that I've been given, yes.
Okay, bless her, because I know that she just joined us, and you know, I know that as she communicates around you at the moment, there, Alison, I'm certainly talking to her about a few of the issues that's going on in your life, and she says to me, it's not just about the job, it's about the feeling of being let down all the time. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
And she talks to me here about where you feel as if you've been let down. She talks to me about it's by those that you believe are supposed to be the closest to you sometimes. Do you understand this, Alison? Because I know that the ones that's closest to you, that's supposed to give you the most support, is the ones that you feel let down by. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
Okay. See, and she makes you aware there's so much emotions that runs around in your mind. There's so many things that's going on in your mind as well. It's like as if you're really feeling a little uncomfortable with the way life is planning out there for you, okay? She talks to me about that you've had quite a few communications in the past that it's kind of knocked your confidence a little there, Alison, as well. Do you understand that your confidence has been knocked a little as well of late?
Oh, more than a little.
Okay, see, because... Yeah. Okay, because she says to me about where your confidence has been knocked, that you feel, and excuse the Welsh accent and the way it's going to come out, but you feel sometimes if you've been dragged through the bushes backwards, because I know that it's like everything is happening all at once, and you feel every knock, every bang that comes around you from every direction. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and see, of where she talks to me of the emotions, she talks to me of that there's been tears that's been shed in your life as well there, Alison. Do you understand there's been tears shed in your life?
Yes.
Okay, and she says to me that you've been shedding those tears today. Do you understand that you've been shedding tears today, Alison?
Yes.
Okay, doesn't that prove to you that your grandma is so close to you and she's even been there today? And she says to me about that... Why does she say to me, put green on you? Are you wearing something green today, Alison, or did you not wear something green before you changed into what you're wearing now? Do you understand why she says put green on her?
No, I was wearing a green shirt yesterday, but today I'm wearing a kind of a pink one.
Okay, but you were wearing a green shirt yesterday?
Yes.
Doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother was there with you even yesterday, okay, because she says... Put green on her, and that way she'll know that I've been there with her. So know that your grandmother settles there quite nicely there with you, Alison, and she's there to support you, to give you guidance. Now, this would I be right in saying to you about on the job kind of front there that you kind of got your hopes up, and she says I believe it's like 2 weeks ago, you got your hopes up about the job that you applied for and you've had nothing back?
Yes.
Okay, because she says to me that she got really excited about that job. And she says to me, it was like the field that you're so used to being in. Do you understand of that? So, like, I don't know whether it is that you like teaching or whether that it's, you know, it's something like that's my area of expertise. Then all of a sudden this opportunity come there and you kind of just dive straight in and now your confidence has been knocked with that because we've heard nothing back and it's really disappointing you there.
Yes.
Okay. See, well, your grandmother understands then. She knows, okay? And I do believe, now, not that I can predict your future there, Alison, but your grandmother makes me aware to say to you, you know, don't give up just yet because I know that the right opportunity is going to be created and in the particular field that you are used to, I know that that will come around you. And I do believe, I want to say, which is not long, the end of the year is not long, I want to say by the end of this year, you know, if you call in for another reading by the end of this year, it will be a totally different reading I would be giving you then because I know that the opportunity by then will be created there for you. Okay?
I hope so.
Okay, well, you need to have a little more faith in yourself there, Alison, I'm being told as well, because I know as I'm being told this, see, because your morale is so low at the moment, you feel so depleted yourself, I just need to uplift you, not me personally, but your grandmother wants to uplift you so much to make you feel on top of your game again, okay? See, I'm know that you know that Sarah's probably bursting at the seams, but she's gonna have to wait a little longer a minute because there's a gentleman has just joined me, and I have to work with him because I know that he makes me aware that he comes close there with you. But I want to place him to your dad's side, and I believe in some kind of way. Do you understand your dad for me, Alison, in the spirit world?
Yes.
Bless him, because I know I've got your dad here. And would I be right in saying with your dad that he passed very quickly home to the spirit world?
It was a little bit, I'd say it kind of happened very fast, and it was very, very recent too, so, yeah.
Bless him. Because I know I've got your dad that joins us, okay? And I know when your dad was in this life, he done everything that he possibly could to make sure that you were looked after. At most to be with you at all times. And he tells me here that he would let no harm come to you when he was you. And he says to me here that you feel that since he has left this life and gone on to the spirit world, that things have gone downhill from there on. Does that make sense there, Alison?
Yes. Yeah.
See, and he says to me that, you know, that now he's there, he can see things in a different light. But you know, he's going to be there right by the side of you to support you in everything that you are doing from now on, okay? It doesn't mean that he hasn't been there, because he always has. But now, please, you know, call up on that energy of your dad, because I know that he is so supportive of you. He's the one that's going to guide you every step of the way and be with you there, Alison, okay? See, your dad loved he had quite a bit of a sense of humor on him there, didn't he?
A very, very dry wit. Yes.
Okay. See, because you know, he makes me aware here that I need to be okay. See, he just makes me laugh, Alison, because I know that's the way your dad would be when he was in. He wants to make you laugh. And you know, if only that you know that you could see me. He wants me to pull faces at you. Did your dad have this habit of pulling faces at people all the time?
Did he have what?
A habit of pulling faces. I believe as if I want to
he wasn't like that. No, he wasn't like that at all. He had a really spot-on way of, very spot-on at people's character. You know,
okay.
And he would express it sometimes. He was not a very verbal person, but
okay.
He would say things that were hilarious, that were just spot on about people.
That's it.
So it was kind of like making a face up at people, but it was doing it verbally.
That's
and
it.
Spot on. He could read people so well.
Good. Okay.
So
because
fast.
Also, now would you remember when your dad was here with us, okay? As you said, he wasn't very verbal.
No.
Now would you remember when and he makes it aware, like, you know, if mum was having a go at you about something, or if mum was telling you off, he'd kind of like be behind there going, nee. And that's what I want to do with you at the minute, Alison. Do you understand why he would do that?
Yeah.
See, because that's what I mean by pulling faces and going, I'm just pointing because mum is having a go, and it's like, you know, he finds that in his own right to be like funny in some way, because you know, he would always take the edge of things, and it's not as bad as it seems, and I believe that's what he wants to do with you at the minute. So you know, if you can imagine your dad I gotta make them silly noises again, and behind your mum's back, okay? This is what he wants me to do. So again, you know, it's just his way of proving to you, Alison, that he's close around your vibration, okay? Now I'm gonna let Sid have a go, because she's probably bursting at the seams. I'm probably making them faces to me right now because I'm taking over a little bit. But thank you, Alison, for allowing me to have this time to communicate with your wonderful dad and your beautiful grandmother there in the spirit world. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, darling. Oh, the fantastic Mike Davis. Okay, there's not much I can add to this, because I just sat here nodding and nodding and nodding as Mike was talking to you, sweetheart. You know, I was feeling there was a gentleman coming to me, and just as he was coming, Mike said, I've got a gentleman here. I've got heart problems around somebody, sweetheart, and I've got quite a big barrel chest with somebody. So is this the way that your dad passed?
No, that wasn't the cause of it, I mean, no.
Is there somebody else in the spirit world or close to you that had problems with their chest?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, from the more immediate side of my family, there's nobody that I'm aware of. No, in fact, nobody.
Okay, just take it, because I'm burning up around that area. I feel like I'm burning up. So it's either somebody in the spirit world or somebody close to you. Okay, just have a think about it. They give me a July link with you, sweetheart. So is this somebody's birthday or somebody's passing?
Not in July, but...
July?
It was not July, but it was... July has... they didn't pass in July, but there was a significance to July of it being a very tough time.
I thought so, because if you were going to tell me there wasn't a passing or a birthday in July, I know that it's very relevant for you, because I feel that there was some kind of a finalisation around that time for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's almost like it sort of happened very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's connected around your job, but all of a sudden it sort of something happened quickly, and I feel like it was a downward spiral as far as your emotions were concerned.
Oh, yeah.
And clearly it's sort of set in with a little bit of a depression around you and a lack of confidence. Do you understand? So I don't know whether something happened that was out of your control, Yes. And you had no say over it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah? And what I want to say to you is, it's an experience that you really need to put behind you. Because no matter how things happen around us, doors close, and they can close in a positive way, and they can close in a negative way. Now, this was a negative one for you. But the way to look at it is the door closed, and see it as that. See it as a door that you can't actually see through, so you can't look back, almost like envisage a blocked out door, okay? And then what I want to do is turn you around and have you looking forwards. I was nodding my head like a mad thing when Mike was saying towards the end of the year, because I also got the December link as far as work was concerned for you, okay? And that might be a little bit of a wait for you, and you may have work in between. There could be agency work coming in for you, okay, which you need to actually apply for. In 3 weeks' time, I feel like there's a letter hitting your door, and my feeling is it will be positive for you, but it won't be full-time work. It will be work, okay? But as we come into the December period, I feel there will be like a contract that you've been doing that will become a complete and full contract for you. And then you can have a sigh of relief and move forward. And I do actually get the 18th of December around this. So I want you to sort of watch out for that. Now, is the family celebrations in December, Alison, sweetheart?
There's my stepmother's birthday, but that's not something I normally participate in any way. It's, you know, I send a card and that's all. It's not a celebration in the sense that
so it's
people
a birthday.
Get together or anything like that.
Okay.
You know,
it's
somebody's birthday in my life. That's all. You know, not that's all, but that's the only one in December.
It's evidential for you. It's somebody's birthday and it's in the family. Okay. I also feel like I've got a bad knee. So who's been having problems with their knee?
I have old knee injuries and things like of that nature that they tend to get pretty stiff or uncomfortable in certain kinds of weather especially.
Yes, I understand that. I do. Because I can feel the pain and I feel cold. And as I feel cold, pain sets in. Okay.
Yeah.
I have the name of Mary or Marie around you. Do you know who this is, sweetheart?
A Mary or Marie?
Yeah.
No. Nobody that comes to mind, no.
Take it connecting in. Now, I know Mike has been talking to you, but I also get a Michael around you. Can you connect with a Michael in the spirit world or on the earth plane?
Nobody I know from either side of my family.
No problems. Just think about it, because they're just giving me this for you. Right, okay. I can see coins in a pot as well. So who is it that collected all of the coins?
On the other side, somebody on the other side who collected coins?
It could be. I can just see coins in a pot, collecting lots of coins.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know that myself. I really don't know my family. Apart from my very immediate family, I just didn't grow up with them or know them, really.
Usually they'll give something that you do know about. So I want you to think about this. They're small coins and they're silver. Okay, can see a lot of coins. I don't know whether you did this when you were a child or somebody did it around you, but I can see small silver coins collected on a window ledge. Okay, so just have a think about that in the past. Right, let me just see where else we're going with you. I feel like I'm with you in April as well for some reason, that something positive is happening for you in April. Okay, that you some sort of holiday or some sort of break for you, some sort of change. Or even a change in location, okay? So hold on to that. I mean, I know Mike's given you a lot of evidence over your family and who's there for you, but I feel like I'm bringing in positive things that are something for you to give you hope and for you to look forward to not be in this state of I'm not going anywhere, everything's failed. Do you understand? Because around you, the wheel is turning and it is moving forwards. I do feel within 3 weeks there's some sort of contract coming to you. I do get the word king, so please pay attention to that word because that is relevant for you coming in. Okay, it could be on a letter or it could be connected around an agency, but they give me the word king. When you see that word, that's where your transition is coming, changes are coming, and there will be movement forward for you. Okay.
Is this an opportunity that's meaningful work, that's, you know,
yes,
support, you can actually support me, not, you know, something on the path that I'm really trying to get back onto? Is it something like that, or are you just speaking of something that maybe pays
so
the bills?
It's what you want to do. It's your vocation.
It's what I want to do. Okay, my vocation.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
When I go back to July, I feel this was the cut point here. And my feeling is that you shouldn't do lesser than you are. Okay? So your vocation is your vocation. And focus on that as having the confidence to know that is what you do. And don't do anything lesser, unless, of course, it is for money. Okay? But I do feel like there's a contract of an agency of some sort coming in, which will become a full-time contract for you, but that's not until December.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Okay. Thank you so much for calling into Jerry's show.
Thank you.
Jerry Humphries that normally has this show on a Wednesday evening, the Soul Purpose Show, and you found a multitude of mediums in here.
Yeah.
Greg Collier and Sarah May. So thank you for calling in. And do connect again and listen back, if you like, sweetheart, to the podcast on Mike Spirit FM. Okay, darling.
Thank you,
Alison,
Mike.
I just want to say there, Alison,
yes,
you will be pleased to know that Jerry sounds exactly like you, so full up with her, so you're not on your own.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Lots of healing your way. All right. Lovely. Bye, darling. Okay, we do have Vicky on the line. Are you there, Vicky?
Hello.
Hello, is that you, Vicky?
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you for calling in to the Soul Purpose Show with Jerry Humphries. But this evening, you've got Mike Davis, Sarah May, and Grant Collier filling in for him while he's very poorly. And I have waiting in the background here, fantastic Grant Collier. I'm going to hand you over to him so he can do you a little bit of a reading. Is that okay, darling?
Yes, that's fine.
Over we go then. Hello, Grant.
Hello. Hello, Vicky. How are you, my darling?
Fine.
Okay, let me just... Whereabouts are you calling from, my darling?
Wapanaka, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. Lovely, lovely, Oklahoma. Okay, right, let me just tune into your energy and see what I've got, my darling, see what I've got coming forward. Okay, I've got a very strong energy of a male that comes forward to me. I feel like I'm going above, so I don't know if he's your father, but I feel like I've got a fatherly figure. Do you understand what I mean by this, my darling?
Yes.
Okay, as he comes forward here, there's this strong feeling of heavy breathing with him. Did he have problems with breathing in his chest towards the end of his life?
Well... I don't know. My father drowned. He drowned.
Okay, that makes total sense, because I'm getting this trying to grab his breath, okay? And I feel that what I've got here is a long time ago. I feel like I'm going back over a couple of decades. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, as he comes forward to me, as he gives me the energy here, he feels to me that even though he drowned, this guy was a strong swimmer. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay, I've got the feeling here that what I get with the energy of where he left the earth plane, it actually feels to me that I got the energy of him either working around the time that he drowned, or there was something about the working process. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, as he comes forward here, he wants to let you know that he's physically around you at the moment, and I mean physically, the energy, you can feel him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And you could be feeling the energy because of what you've been going through over the last 2 years. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and I feel that what I've got here is separation within the energy of something physical, either a relationship or something where I feel like you're coping with stuff on your own. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, as he comes forward here, he wants to say that he sends love over to 4 people. 4 energies on this earth plane. So I don't know if that's siblings or 3 and the mother, but I feel like I'm sending love over to 4. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. What he wants to say to you here is, he says he wants you to be strong because he was a strong man in life. He says to me that he wants you to stand tall. Don't forget about the past. Look forward and take a deep breath and say to yourself, now I need to look to the future. I can't keep looking back to the past. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Was your father quite receding in his hairline?
I don't remember.
I've got a guy here with quite a high head, of like a high forehead, with hair around the back. Do you understand what I mean?
That a very sounds gallant like my guy. Grandfather.
Okay, I've got a very gallant guy here. He's showing me somebody else there. So he could be showing me your grandfather. And this is the same. Okay, this is your grandfather on the same side, on your father's side?
Yes.
Okay, he also gives me a February link or a February date to a birthday. And he says he's around on a February date. Do you understand this?
Yes.
He says to me here that for you, he said you're such a dainty thing. You're such a fragile thing. He wants to pick you up. He wants to give you a big hug, and he wants to say that he's very close to you right now, okay? He says to me, if I look to the side of me and I look over to my right-hand side, there's something in the memory of him, or there's something in the memory that you would look at as a picture, or something over to the right-hand side of where you're sitting now. Do you understand this?
Yes.
There would be something as a memory of a photograph or something to the right of you where you're sitting right now. Do you understand this?
Yes.
He says to me that there's a dog around him, and I feel that he has a dog in spirit with him. It's quite a small-looking white thing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It feels like it's not his dog, but he feels like it might have been one of your dogs, and he has it with him, and he's looking after it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
He says to me as he comes close to me here, he says to me, you cannot make everybody happy. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to put the energy out there, a family, and I'm also feeling children as well, but it feels like it's falling to the wayside. And he said, you cannot help everybody, darling. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
You are a lovely energy, and I feel that you have been taken for granted too much, and your dad's a strong man here, and he's waving his finger at you like he would do when he was in life, and says, don't let anybody walk all over you, my darling. Don't let anyone take advantage of you, because at the end of the day, he says, you've done it for too long. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm especially talking about relationship here as well, something from the past where it felt that you were hurt. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I don't feel just the once, I feel twice in two long relationships, either like two marriages or two very long relationships. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that, okay, who's that? I don't know who Mark is or Martin or the M-A-R sounding name male, but I feel like I've got this energy. Does that make sense to you anywhere within the family?
Marion?
It could be, but it sounded like I've got a strong dominant energy with her. Do you understand that?
Well, it's my grandfather and my uncle's name.
Okay, that's absolutely fantastic. I just know that I've got a strong energy. Because Marion over here is... We don't get many Marions over here. They're normally a female name. But that would make sense to me if it's a father's name. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I get the feeling, what I get with him, is the feeling is that he wanted to do more with you in life, but he never got the chance to. This is your father now. He wishes that he'd been more the dad. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Because he felt that he didn't, or was a little bit reserved within the energy of being the father figure. And he feels that as he's looked over for you from spirit, he felt that he wants to be more the father figure in supporting you through the energies of things in life. Now, I do feel as I'm looking around you, things are very cluttered. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm looking at the house and I feel like I haven't got the energy to do things because the energy's been sacked away from me from the energies of people around you that have brought you down to this level. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I feel like I can't get motivated, or I feel like I'm isolating the energy from myself, from people around me, because I don't feel like I can trust anymore. Does this make sense to you, darling?
Yes. And I
feel very much within the energy here, I feel that you should need to stand up, stand proud, and stand proud of who you are. Put your head held high, and you know what? Never look back and look forward within the energy of where you are, because you're a strong lady. You're a strong lady. You're stronger than actually what you feel. Do you know what I mean? You're stronger. You can get out there. You can do it. You can push it. And you need to use your voice. You need to say, no, I'm not going to be taken for granted anymore. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because what I feel within the energy here is that I've got a lovely energy coming up of a new year for you. I feel that you're gonna brush the dust off of things. You're gonna open the curtains. You're gonna look out, and I'm only talking metaphorically now. I'm not talking literally, but I feel that you're gonna take a deep breath into the new year, and you're gonna turn around and you're gonna say to yourself, "Do you know what? I can't do this for myself, but I'm gonna do it for my father." Do you understand mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
Because he's wanting to push this energy around. He's so much around you. Can you understand where I feel like I'm looking at wallpaper or something on a decoration of a wall, and I feel like I need to look at it and revamp it? Do you feel like you need to redecorate the house?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at the house and the walls here, and he's saying, don't think it, do it, because it gives you the energy to feel better with inside yourself, to open up the energy within you, to get you feeling better with inside yourself of where you are and getting you out the door. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do these things, my darling. Your father's right beside you every way. I hope that's helped you.
Yeah.
Are you okay, my darling?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Dad wants you to wipe away the tears. It's been too long.
Yep.
It's been too long now. I'm going to leave his love with you, darling, okay? And I'm going to hand it back over to the lovely okay. Sarah May. Okay. Bless your heart, darling. Things will get better, but you need to make them better for yourself. We can't, you know, we can't just magic it. It's got to be there uh-huh. for you as well. You've got to be doing it, okay?
Okay.
Bless your heart, darling. I wish you all the best. We'll send you loads of empowerment and healing over to your way, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. It's a pleasure. Love and light, darling. Sarah, over to you, my darling.
That was lovely. Thank you, Grant. Thank you, darling. Okay, I do believe we have Missy on the line. Are you there, Missy?
Hi.
Hello, sweetheart.
I would like to connect with the other side.
Okay. Darling. Yeah. Whereabouts are you calling from, Missy?
Missouri.
Missouri, lovely. Okay, let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Just as Grant was finishing off the call and I knew that your call was coming in, I've got a lot of aches and pains around me, Missy. I feel like my shoulder is really aching, my back is really aching, around my chest is really aching, and it's more than likely somebody from the spirit world who's bringing these pains to me, okay? I do feel like I've got a gentleman here with me, and I feel that he gives me the month of February connected around you, sweetheart. So is February somebody's birthday or somebody's passing?
Yes, I think so.
You think so,
darling? I
think
it was February.
Okay, lovely. I've got a horrendously aching shoulder here, Missy. I don't know why.
Yes.
I do know because somebody's giving it to me. Is this the person in the spirit world or is this somebody connecting around you, sweetheart?
Spirit world.
Okay, right. Because he's come in so intensely with me to really let me know that he's here, it tells me that he has so much love for you. Okay, because he wanted to connect so strongly to bring his ailments to me, because I'm quite uncomfortable here. And I'm just telling him that we've come through now and he just needs to step back a little bit. Okay. Who's Paul around you, Missy? I'm not saying it's this gentleman, but I'm getting the name of Paul.
I don't think I have any Pauls.
Okay. Pa. Is it Pa?
I don't have any Paul.
Pa? Is it your dad, darling?
Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't know if I have any Pa's.
Is your dad in spirit?
No.
Right. Okay. Because I don't know whether it was Pa, somebody saying Pa as in dad, do you know what I mean? Let's just get a little bit more in. Oh, he's showing me a suitcase, an old-fashioned suitcase, okay? Do you have this, or does this belong to somebody else around you?
I have so many men that have passed away, like everyone. It could be
okay.
So many people right now.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, I can still see this old-fashioned suitcase, and I feel like I'm opening it up. And inside it is a lot of letters and a lot of photos, a lot of paperwork, and a lot of memorabilia. And he's just opening opening it up and he's showing that to me. Okay. Okay, I feel like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago there was some sort of an upset around you. Okay, was there some sort of finalization or something went wrong for you around about this time, darling?
I had an incident where I broke my arm, but that was in August.
All right, okay, so that's probably 2 or 3 months ago. Right. Is there something emotionally that went on, almost like there's an altercation or an argument with somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I am. I don't feel it's your arm, darling. I've got to be honest with you. I feel like there's an altercation and that there was a fallout, okay?
Definitely multiple fallouts with my mom. It probably was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and that was your mom? Mm-hmm. Okay, darling. This person in spirit connects around you and your mum then. So, you know, and if it's not your dad, it's got to be either her dad. I'm not
it's her dad.
Her dad. Because I've got Pa. I don't know whether you used to call him Pa, Grandpa.
I have Papa. He's my great-grandpa. And I also have my grandpa. Like, he was my great-grandpa was my mom's grandpa. And he was Papa. And
okay,
then my grandpa.
Okay. They understand what's happened around you and your mom, this guy. You know, he's just saying he understands and not to take it to heart too much. Okay. She may have been a little bit hard on you and said a few things to you that you really didn't want to hear. Do you understand? And he's just saying they understand the situation and that it will get easier for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm being shown ribbons, and I don't know why, but I've been shown a collection of ribbons. So I don't know whether somebody's doing something with ribbons around you, whether they're a seamstress or something to do with designing. Do you understand this?
My grandma's like, she sews.
Your grandma does, darling. Sews, okay. And she on the earth plane?
That's her dad and that's her husband that I was talking about.
Okay, so just show me all of these ribbons around this lady. And this lady to me is quite a quiet lady, okay? So what she does is when she does the sewing, it's almost like she goes into herself and she doesn't talk much, okay? And I feel like you need something where you can almost like paint. I don't even think about painting or decorating and doing it yourself, okay? But something that you can put your mind to and finish it, but tangibly touching and actually doing it. And this will help you on the emotional level. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've already been thinking about doing this. I want to give you the 4th of August. I don't know why, but could you please take that date and log it as either a memory link or something that's coming in for you. Okay. I also want to I also want to talk about a Robert or a Bob.
Oh my gosh, that's my grandpa.
Okay. I love you so much. That's all I want to say to you, my darling. I'm such a cuddly grandpa. I just put you in my arms and I almost like squidge you and I cuddle you and you get lost within me. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've been missing this so much. And I just so much want to tell you this is what I want to do to you. And I feel like I am doing this to you now. And to say to you, really please believe in yourself. Really,
mm-hmm.
please love yourself and don't try and argue with Mom. Just let it go
mm-hmm.
over your head because it's not going to do any good. It's not going to do you any good, okay? I feel she's a little bit harsh, but I also feel
yeah.
that she feels guilty, but she's too proud to tell you. Do you understand?
I don't understand why we don't get along, but I don't think I have. I think our fight actually did happen 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't try and understand it, to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't get on with my mum. We clashed terribly, but I loved her with my heart and soul. Do you understand? And we
yeah.
came to an understanding. Unfortunately, my mum's in the spirit world, and she can't tell me off now, you see, so it's quite easy for me. But for you, when you're living in this situation, it's almost like you always feel unworthy. What have you done wrong? If you go and see her, is there going to be an altercation? And it doesn't feel like it's free-flowing, okay?
Yeah.
And I think the only way really with this is acceptance, okay? And you are definitely loved. I know my mum loved me with her heart and soul. She was the most giving, precious person. And this is what I feel with you. You are definitely loved. She's struggling herself and she's finding it very difficult to find that extra time to share with you. Do you understand, darling?
Yeah.
Understand that. And Grandpa is almost like, ooh, I want to come and squidge you. Okay. He's showing me a dog as well. Whether the dog's in spirit, whether the dog's around you, or whether you've been thinking about having a dog or getting yourself a dog.
It could be all of those. Yes. What does the dog look like?
Black and white.
I'm not sure.
Black and
is
white.
Is it a poodle?
No. It's more like, well, I don't know whether you have them in America. It looks to me like an old English sheepdog. You know, like on the farms in England, they have the black and white dogs. It's black and white. So what I'm going to say, yeah, collie, Grant's just popped in, collie. I don't know if you've heard of a collie in America, but I just see a black and white dog. Now,
he did have a collie.
Oh, he had a collie.
I never met that dog.
Thank you, Grant Collier. We all work together here. I was sort of seeing a picture of the dog and I couldn't think of the name. And, of course, he said collie and you understand that, so that's great. Okay, I want you to have a dog, darling. I need, almost like, you know, I want a fluffy dog. It's small, it's brown, it's cuddly. It's got a stout face and it's got a little moustache. And I see this dog coming towards you and I feel you need this, okay? I'm not saying you can't trust people around you, but you can always trust animals. And if you've been thinking about having one, you know something, I think you really should. And I've seen that dog for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that comes from Grandpa Robert.
Thank you.
Lots of love. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling into the show. And we are now, are we going over to a song, everybody? I've lost track of everything. Or have we got a call coming?
We're going to have a short break so we can get our energies back into a vibe and come away from the last readings. Guys, it's been an amazing show tonight. Fantastic energies coming through again. I've done a couple of shows with you two now, and it's just been absolutely amazing, the energy. Yeah, we're going to have a little song now, Sarah. This is a song made famous by Christina Aguilera. A lovely song, and I know that this will heighten the vibration of everyone's moods, bring that energy closer forward. It's a very emotional song. It's something dear to my heart. This was played at my stepfather's funeral. It's a lovely song. It's called Hurt by Christina Aguilera. It goes something like this.
Would you tell me?
touches me every time I hear that song. Dear to my heart, that one, Sarah, I've got to say, it always sort of knocks me back, but it highs the vibration of energy, because I know that when we do feel that emotion and it comes forward, obviously the mediumship comes forward. I don't know, it's an emotional song anyway, isn't it, Sarah? It always grabs you, that one. I know that, you know, every time I feel that I need to connect or feel that I need to connect with my stepfather, that song is played all the time. It's something that's dear to my heart and always has been. This is a wild question, but what song, Sarah, normally gets you on a vibration energy? I know there's a few that I have. What ones do you normally go for? What ones do you listen to?
You're cutting in and out, Grant.
Am I?
Yeah. I don't know if it's my connection or what it is, but what did you say? What do I go for?
Yeah, what sort of songs do you really feel that get you in? You know, when we go like to meditation or we feel that it highs our vibration, what songs normally get you to the point where you feel that you're feeling that emotional connection?
I don't need them, to be honest with you. Not in a meditation, as in a group.
Yeah.
I like to go free without music. Sort of things like Fast Club by Tracy Chapman,
yeah.
Westlife sometimes, but generally anything and everything. It could be the latest songs in the charts. If my children have been singing songs, there's always an emotional value there for me. And it might not be something that I would listen to myself, but if I hear them singing songs, it's almost like, wow, you know, and you're joining on a heart connection with them, so that's quite emotional. When I used to drive up to do the television,
yeah,
I used to put the music on, and I could have had a really stressed day, and I'd had an hour's drive to drive up, hour and 10 minutes, or 30, hour and 30, depending on the time of day, and the music always sort of got me ready for the show. So I'd be listening to lots of different songs, singing out really loud, and I think upbeat music sometimes as well works just as well as sad songs with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. The power of music always gets me in the zone, and, you know, pretty much for me, I am the singing psychic, and I know when I'm out there and I'm singing, if I do my singing and when I do my singing, I know that it brings my grandfather near, because my grandfather was a fantastic singer. He was very much into the energy of Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, and them songs really hit the spot for me.
Did they?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, as you well know, and I know probably a few people know, but a lot of our listeners may not, that I did Britain's Got Talent a couple of years ago.
I do, yeah.
And I stood out on stage in front of 3,000 people, and I felt my grandfather's presence there.
Well, are you nervous, Grant?
Do you know what, right? I wasn't, because I love the attention. You know what it's like. You know, I think it's when you're doing mediumship platform demonstration, if you've got 300-400 people in front of you, it hires the vibration.
Yeah.
And, you know, you feel like you're on form, and that's why I love doing live demos, you know. And it was no different going out there in front of 3,000 people. If anything, it hires the vibration. And, yeah, okay, you know, you've got cameras, you've got main ITV on you, you know, you've got Ant and Dec watching you, and you've got the Hoff. The Hoff, Amanda Holden and Michael McIntyre there. It was, you know, that first bit when you first walk on, yes, the butterflies are there, but then it goes, because you're in awe, you're in your energy, you're in your zone, and that's the way that it is. I'm now going to, I've just been asked to do it again. I'm auditioning again on the 22nd of this month. So I'll be going up to London to be doing that as well. I am going to be doing something a little bit different, but it will involve mediumship, but on a level where, because it's very hard, Sarah, isn't it, to do mediumship, but on an energy where we do it where you don't actually bring through the energy on a direct level, but you bring up the validations and bits and pieces. And I'm actually going to be doing it. I'm going to do a reading for Simon Cowell.
but it's going to be slightly different. So that's what I plan to do. I hope that they go with it. They loved the idea before, and they wanted to ask me where I wanted to go with it before. I said I wanted to take it to Vegas. I wanted to put out what we do in a different way. So basically, that's it. We have got a little jingle that's going to come up in a minute. I know that we're going to play it out again in a minute, and it's for the event that we've got coming up, because we're going to be doing live demonstration down in Wales next February.
We are.
So we're going to be playing a little jingle in a minute that Mike's put together for this lovely event that's coming up in February. So we're going to play that right now. I'm sure that producer's got it. I think that's what he was trying to say to me. So I think that's what we're going to do. So bear with me, guys. I think we're going to play it now.
Play it away.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, the lovely Mike Davis. Now, if you didn't catch the beginning of the show, we did have Mike on. He's there in the background. I'm sure he's still there. Mike, are you still there?
Yes, Grant, I'm still here, mate. Just about. Okay. I'm hanging on in there, Grant. I couldn't even get my words out then.
Mike, listen, we don't want to lose you, mate. We want you on the show. This has been a fantastic show. Great energy tonight. We're going to keep it up. Listen, we're going to pass this next reading over to you, because I know that this next particular caller would love a reading from Mike Davis. It's the lovely Lillian on the line. I'm going to hand you over to her, mate. There you go.
Hello.
Hi, Lillian. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Lillian, can we ask you just where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
From Tennessee. You know, I was supposed to visit Tennessee, this tour I just done in America, but it's planned in for next year, so you never know, Lillian, you may even meet me in person someday.
Oh, well, great.
So what was the reason that you called in for, Lillian? Was it for a reading?
Yes, it was for a reading. I would like to know who's around me.
Okay.
If there's anything they'd like to tell me.
Okay, well, I can certainly make a connection and see where we go, Lillian, okay? Okay. I know that I've got a gentleman that wants to make a communication here with you, Lillian. I know that
okay.
He'll connect to your dad's side, because I know that he feels as if he wants to come towards dad's side of the family. I certainly feel with him here that he was quite a nicely built gentleman in the build of his body before he passes. He makes me aware that his chest gave him lots of trouble, lots of breathing difficulties towards the end of his life. I know it was the heart that took this man home into the spirit world. He makes me aware that he wants to start gasping for his breath of when he was here with us. He makes me aware that very tight, again, of his chest, and his breathing was really shallow. He makes me aware to say to you that his breathing was very shallow before he passes. Now, he does tell me that there was lots of support around him. There was lots of people that would have tried to help him, but he kind of pushed everyone away because he thought there was nothing wrong with him. He's fine. He's just, I'll get over it. Do you understand who he is?
I'm not for sure.
Okay. Well, as I said, he links to your dad's side. Links to your dad's side, I want to go back maybe a generation to your granddad. And if I look around your granddad, would it be right in saying that there's a large family there with your granddad? Is that right?
Is there a lot of family there with my granddad? Is that what
yes.
you said?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know that's where he connects. with granddad, with his large family. And I'm being told there's five boys that connects with your granddad. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, because he says there's five of us, okay? There's five boys. And I know as he connects with the five boys, that's where he communicates. So please spread our thoughts a little further than just our dads, granddads, and so on. I believe he's like brother to granddad. Now, he makes me aware of when he passed on to the spirit world. He tells me that he's 68, and he says, I'm 68, young man, when I passed. I like him. He calls me a young man. So I know that he would be 68 when he passed. Okay, do you understand of that?
No, this is before I was born, so not sure.
Okay. Well, if you can find out, please do so.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that he connects around you at the minute, and he makes you aware that about feeling a little bit depleted of late. So would I be right in saying that you've been feeling a little depleted of late, Lillian? Is that right?
Yeah.
See, and he makes me aware that you are very much aware of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
And see, he says here to me, where you're very much aware, I know that you're able to build some kind of communication yourself. And what he tells me there is that as you're building up a communication, it's like as if you're getting a little bit unsure of how to control things that's coming through, which is the right way to use it. So you must be at like a stage of where you want to go further with it. You want to develop new abilities. Do you understand this?
Yes.
See, because he says to me that he's there, and as you want to develop these abilities. See, I've always said, Lillian, and always will say, if there's if you have this ability, if you have this wonderful gift of connecting to the spirit world, never mind of where you want to take it, then develop it, okay? So if it's clairaudience, develop it. If it's clairvoyance, develop it. And sit for spirit and allow them to build that communication. Let it flow through, because it was always meant to be a natural process, and that's exactly the way it needs to be there with Lillian, okay? The minute that we try and force it, that's when it goes wrong. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm sure that Grant Ansier will agree with me there on that. It needs to be a natural, steady flow, and just let it flow. You know, the minute you open your mouth, the words will come out. Now, I'm being told that you're interested in the healing, so I know that you work with a healing vibration. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And
I'm learning.
You're learning. Good. That's okay, because we're all learning. Even I'm still learning. And I think, you know, even another 30, 40 years' time, if I've got that long here, I hope I have, then I'll still be learning then, because, you know, I never profess to know it all. I don't want to know it all, because I want to keep developing it and working it as I'm working with these wonderful energies there. So I know I need to say to you, keep on developing, keep on working at it. And this gentleman is so close there with you, he is going to help you every step of the way. There's certainly a lady that wants to come in on the communication, and bless her heart, she loses lots of weight before she passes it, because I know I'm seeing her 1 minute, and then the next one she seems to slim right down before she passes on to the spirit world. She makes me aware that she, and it's a word I've never really used, but she's very sick towards the end of her life. So I know that she would have been very ill prior to her passing there. I know that she makes me aware that there's lots of hospitals. She was in and out of the hospital for quite some time before she passes it, because I know I want to go back and forth sometime before I pass it on to the spirit world. Now, this weight that she lost, I know that you could see it all over her body. I know that she showed me her hands, and, you know, bless her, as I'm looking at her hands, it's like I can see every bone in her hand, and that's the amount of weight she lost, bless her. Do you understand of who she is?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm being told to go to your mum's side. Go to your mum's side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she communicates, in your mum's side. Now, again, a lot of them passed before you were born. Is that right?
That's possible, yes.
Okay, because she says to me that you have to go right back to find her, okay? But again, I know that she's communicating here with you. I know that she understands you from where she is. And, you know, the one thing that she makes me feel here is that, you know, onwards and upwards. Don't hold yourself back. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you're developing with either like a group or with someone in particular? Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, I am doing some work with the group online.
Okay, because I know I want to say that you, that the group that you're working with, keep on at it, keep pushing at it, because I know it's what's meant to be there for you. Don't allow anyone, and particularly yourself, and I feel this is more aimed to yourself, don't allow yourself to hold yourself back. You need to keep pushing forward and do what's right there for yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now, I know that you've been aware of people standing behind you from the spirit world as well, because I know that as I'm talking you to them, and you know, I'm blessed to be able to see them, it's like as if they keep coming in and out. So that tells me that that's the way they are with you. So you would understand that you've been aware of them standing behind you. Is that right?
Yes.
And I do believe, I want to say to you that, you know, this is getting stronger, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Your dad in the spirit world as well, Lillian, because I got a strong feeling of your dad being here.
Yes.
Okay, because bless him, because he's just joining us. I know that as I'm aware of your dad. You know, your dad was a very, what's the right word? Blunt is the word I want to use, kind of a fella.
Yes.
That if he had something to say out, it would come, please, or offend. I've got to be careful with your dad, because I could slip the odd few words out to you that I wouldn't want to do live on air. So I know I have to be careful with your dad. So I know that he had his own unique way of dealing with things in this life. And let's see, as your dad comes close there to me, I know that your dad would have done everything in his will to protect you, to guide you. And I believe that he's doing that from the spirit world as he comes forward. Now, you know, it's all wonderful having, you know, North American Indians working with us and Chinese people. It's all wonderful. You know who my best guide is that I love to work with is my granddad, okay? And my granddad works with me most of the times now. And I believe in some way that your dad comes so close to you. Every time you work, you become aware of your dad's energy. Is that right?
Yes, I do sometimes.
Okay. See, because I know that your dad comes close there with you. No, I'm not saying he's your guide. I don't know. But I know that, see, he makes me aware of my guide is my granddad. So I know that as your dad comes close, it's every time that you kind of open the doors, if you like, for want of a better word, or make a connection to the spirit world. Know that your dad is there, Lillian. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, remembering, you know, you can always listen back to your reading. Just go over to the archives of Mac Spirit FM and download your reading, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Grant, we're going to hand it back over to you now.
Lovely. Cheers, Mike. What a lovely reading. Fantastic, mate. Always, always a pleasure to have you giving some guidance from the spirit world. I do believe that we've got the Ashish on the phone. Ashish, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. Whereabouts are you calling from, Ashish?
I am calling from California.
Okay, the Sunshine State, beautiful part of the country. And one day I am hoping to get there. I really, really am. Okay, do you want me to go into a general reading with mediumship and see what I can pick up for you, my friend?
Okay, sure.
Okay, let's see what we've got for you. I actually want to focus around work at the moment, and it feels that pretty much within the energy that I've got here, there is a very, very strong person to the side coming through. Now, it feels like I've got the energy of somebody that passed before their time here, and it could well be a friend, but I've got a very dominant energy here that feels like a male. Do you understand who that might be?
I'm not sure.
Right, okay, let me just give you a little bit more detail of what I've got here. There's a man here that feels that he passed quite a long time ago. He's grown in spirit, okay? It feels like I go back to your sort of teens, and I feel that there was a passing around a friend or somebody that passed away around the energy of when you was about 18 or 19. Do you understand who that might be?
Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So I've got this guy here. What he's talking about is work. Do you understand at the moment where I feel like you're in a transitional stage of your work, or there's something that you're trying to plan to make happen? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that is 100% correct. I mean, I am going through, I don't know, I mean, I think I have two or three things going on right now. I am in the process of buying a home right now, but at the same time, my work,
yep,
it's not doing that well.
Absolutely. Now, I feel that I'm pushing things in different directions with your work, but I want to put a suit on you. So whatever you do, you're a professional guy, okay? I feel that what I've got here is somebody that's artistic within their work. What I mean by that is your detail and sense of direction to detail has to be spot on. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Right, and what I feel within that professional side of it, there's a degree behind it, and I feel that you've worked hard to get to where you are. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
And I feel that what I've got here is somebody that is very good at talking. It's almost like I've got your friend here in spirit, and he's pointing the finger like you dictate or you're very good with your voice. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes, I do, yeah.
And what he's trying to give me here is that he looks upon you as somebody that would have been, that he would have looked at a younger age and said, you know what, I wouldn't have thought you would have gone as far as you did, but he's like, well, shocked, you've done really well with your life, and he respects you within the energy of where you're going, okay? Now, I say where you're going because I feel things are going to change for you. I do get the feeling that you might be working out of town or out of the city, but I do feel that wherever you're coming out of California, but not by far. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do, yeah. Completely.
And I feel that what I've got is a really feel of a company or almost feeling like you're working off your own back like a subcontractor. Do you understand that?
Well, yes. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do, you know. I mean, trying to open up my own business in future.
Yeah. And it'll be good because it's a big company, but it doesn't just stand within the energy of the state that you're in. I feel that it goes over to different areas of the country. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Right, so this is all that's coming up for you. It's really exciting times for you, but I've got to say to you, look more towards 2014 is what I'm being told here, within the energy of where things really shift for you, than 2013. 2013 is about making it happen and building that energy up, okay? But I feel that 2014 is what he's trying to say to me here, is when the actual feeling of when things actually motivate and things are actually on a level where you feel comfortable. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do, yeah. Completely.
Now, where can I just ask you this, because this has just come into play, and I've got the energy of a grandfather here that's stepping forward, and I feel very much that I'm on your mother's side. Is your mother's, you understand your mother's father in spirit, yes?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Okay, as he comes forward to me, he says to me, I want to put a connection forward better with your father. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Oh, yes. I mean, yes, that's 100% correct.
Because what I'm actually feeling here is that something's missing within the motivation with you until you find that connection better with your father. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do. Completely.
Because your father motivates you, but within that loss of connection within the energy, it actually makes me feel that it saps your energy away from motivation. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Because you are a fantastic, very intellectual guy with a lot of knowledge of a lot of things, but you're very, very focused about where you go, okay? I'm looking at suit, briefcase, you know where you're going, you've just got to get there, okay? And things at the moment will be on an energy where they're working against you, because that's the economical side of life out in America and across the world at the moment. But things will start to come into play as we go into sort of August, September of next year, and you're going to start to see these things a lot more developing around the energy of your working place where you feel happy. Now, I've got the energy of a partner to the side of you, and I'm being told here by your grandfather now that there's an energy of a partner to the side, but I feel that I need more energy within the partnership as well. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. I have been looking for a partner, so I'm not sure. I have a cousin in mind, but nothing really has worked out with her so far.
Okay, that's fantastic. But listen, you need to be focused and love where you are within your life and the working before the other side comes in, before the love romance comes in. That will come in on a natural basis, okay? Now, I do look at a very, very well-turned-out man within your energy, okay? As I'm looking at you, very, very dark, very gallant, very sort of trim. You look good. You look good in a suit, if I can say, because they're putting you in a suit here, and I actually feel with you, you're going to do really well. Now, who was the doctor, or who actually studied medical somewhere in the family?
Well, there are, my family is a family of doctors, whole my, you know, the grandmother and grandfather side, they have a lot of doctors there. All my uncles are doctor. From my father's side, my uncle
is a doctor. Was it drummed into you that you should have taken that profession on at a younger age?
Oh, yes, I do, yes, completely, yeah.
Because they're telling me here that there was a doctor to feel, and I want to put that over to you, and I should have pushed that into you. But do you know what? I've got a grandfather that's very proud about where you are, and he doesn't want to worry you about that. He says he knows where you are with the direction of where you're going with your work. And I actually feel that I'm looking at paperwork here and stuff completely different within the energy. But whatever it is, you're going to do well, okay? Now, I don't like to give like future predictions and say, oh, it's all going to be great. It's hard work, okay? It's hard work. Got a lot to do, okay? And the next year is a lot about preparation. I actually feel that also that I've got a move within the energy here that I'm being told. So I know that you're not settled within the living side. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be because I'm buying a new home, which is a little bit far away from where I live. So that could be that.
And I feel that it's just that you've got to settle into it, and that's where the unsettled will be. So you've got all this coming up in 2013, and I really feel that it's going to be a good, productive year for you, that what your grandfather's telling me. And I will say to you here, who had problems with their leg?
Oh, I mean, in the spirit world, or?
Yes, in either your grandfather or someone like that.
Yes, they did have arthritis in the leg.
Okay. Listen, this is all good. Do you know what? This is all good because you've got your grandfather pushing you so strongly, okay? He's saying to me here that with you, he stands right behind every energy of what you do. I feel that I've got a better rapport from the energy of your mum's side of the family, where I've got a stricter energy of your father's side. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, but you've got the energy of support from all your loving family over in spirit, not just the father of your mother. Your grandfather here says there's a loving energy of a large family behind you that's supporting you all the way. Believe in where you've been, believe in what you've got and what you've done so far, and it will take you to the next step, okay, my friend?
Yep, thank you.
I hope that's helped you, and I leave your grandfather's love and your friend over here in spirit that passed in a long time ago, but he's very much around you, and he very much respects you and where you've gone. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, that was a wonderful reading.
Bless your heart. You take care. God bless. Okay, guys, we are going to a lovely song now. This is done by the lovely Michael Bublé. This is my favourite man. I'm going to watch him in July next year in the concert at the O2 Theatre. It's the lovely Michael Bublé, and it goes a little bit something like this.
You're a falling star, you're the getaway car, you're the light in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you smile at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're always unwell, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute my every day. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what all love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me think you're every line, you're every word, you're everything. La 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 la. everything. You're every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I certainly am looking forward to meeting everyone there, and particularly Grant and Sarah. And did you know, guys, before we go to the next caller, this is the lineup for the Saturday night demonstration. It's actually together.
I know, mate. And do you know what? I can't wait for three of us on the stage. Do you know what? It'd be like three mediums all over again, wouldn't it?
You know, well, I think, Grant, that Sarah will have to be in the middle, so she'll be a rose between two thorns. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know, you creep.
Grant, you know me so well.
I'll watch you make everybody cry, Mike.
Oh, Sarah, that's not very nice. I don't do it purposely.
I know. You just hit that button, Mike, and Grant, you do too.
Yeah, well, I've always been said I'm good at hitting buttons.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there.
I'm going to say no comment on that one, Grant.
Okay, look, listen, guys, before we lose the plot on this, we've got a lovely caller, I think it's Sharon on the line. Mike, I'm going to pass it over to you, mate. I know she's waiting desperately for a reading. Go for it, because, you know, you're here, you're part of the three. Let's go with it.
Okay, hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thank you.
You sound like you are.
Well, we're having a bit of fun tonight. That's one thing for sure. Sharon, can you ask me a question?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, sir. Nebraska.
Okay.
USA.
Wonderful. Sharon, can I just ask, are you listening as well as calling on your phone?
No, but I'm going to step outside because somebody is vacuuming in the other room.
In the back room.
Yes. Okay.
You can send the vacuumer over to the studio 1 year because it does need a bit of...
Are you kidding me? No, I just got him. I'm not leaving. Let him go.
Well, you should send him over to Studio 1 because Studio 1 needs it. It really does.
Yeah.
Okay, Sharon, what was the reason you called in for?
Everything. You know, the life path right now, everything is really screwed up. Plus, I have some dear family in heaven.
Okay, well, let me just build a communication here with you, Sharon, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, because I know, see, that you know, the minute I'm hearing your voice, see, that's where spirit communicates. And you know, there is a lovely lady that joins us. I know that she carries a bit of weight with her before she passes. I'm not saying that she's overly big mind, okay, but she carries just a little bit of weight with her. I know that she wasn't, you know, she wasn't very tall. She was maybe around the 5'3", 5'4", the height of when she was here with us.
Okay.
I know that when she passed, that she makes me aware of being in like in her mid-60s. I feel like 64, 65 maybe, of when I passed home to the spirit world. I do feel that she's so connected to mum's side of your family, because I know I feel a strong pull towards your mum's side, excuse me, of when she was here with us. Now, I know that she makes me aware that tablets, I believe it, you know, in the US you call them pills, she had lots and lots of pills that she had to take regularly, because I don't know if you're hearing my voice and my chest is starting to go a little here, because that's how the spirit world communicates to me. They give me conditions that I recognize. Okay, so I know that she makes aware that she had lots of pills that she had to take every single day, but I know that she makes me aware that the latter part of her life, see, that she wants me to be confined, because as I'm sat here, I feel that's the way that I want to be with her, sat down, confined and restricted towards the end of her life, bless her. Now, do you understand what I'm talking about here?
You know, it sounds a lot like my mother right now, but it could be possibly her mother, my grandmother.
Okay, well, if it's the way your mother is now, okay. Now, mm-hmm. would I be right in saying that your mum looks like your grandmum, and you kind of follow the same features as well? Because it's like as if I got the family line here, and we're all kind of looking the same. Do you understand of this?
My mother just mentioned that she thought she's looking like her mother. I don't know. I thought I did when I was younger, but
okay, that's fine, because. See, as you just said to me, that your mum has just mentioned that she's looking like her mum. That's exactly what I'm hearing. It's like, you know, that you're all following the same features of mum's family. So I know that this is your grandmum that makes a communication year, okay?
Yeah.
And I believe that the illness would go back through the family line. So what your mum is suffering with now, I believe that your grandmother would have suffered the same. I'm not saying exactly the same, but on a similar kind of par there. Because I know that your grandmother communicates. And Charlotte, as she makes a communication with me, she just makes you aware of a terrific headache. And I believe I want to settle that with yourself at the moment. So you'd understand that she's suffering with a bit of headaches at the moment. Is that right?
My mother?
No, not you.
Oh, me. Once in a while. I'm stressed.
Okay. Because I know that I'm aware of headaches. I'm aware of feeling depleted. I'm aware of feeling down. I feel aware of why isn't
it? Sounds like my mother.
Okay, that's fine. Well, if this is all resulting with your mum, then that's fine, because I know I'm feeling down, depressed. Why isn't nobody helping me? Why isn't nobody around me? And I believe that... So.
Well, that does sound like me, actually. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine, because I know I have to go with what I got. I'm not going to change anything. See, and I know it's like, why isn't nobody around to help me? Why have I got to do everything myself? And it all seems to be as if it's landing up on your doorstep.
Right.
For want of a better word, okay?
Right.
And I know that it's really taking its toll on you, and you're trying to do your best for everyone else. And
right.
It's like as if nothing's coming back in return. Do you understand of this?
Yes. I feel guilty about that. I try not to feel like that, but that's how I've been feeling, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that's what your grandmother makes you aware of to say to you, of you know, it's about time that something came back to me. And I know that you're kind of praying so hard to the spirit world, or to your loved ones in the spirit world, to come and change your life, to make things different, because I know that you've come up against, like, what's the right word, like a hurdle after hurdle after hurdle, because I know that you're feeling as if, like, every time I seem to go forward, I kind of go back, like, 10 spaces back there. Do you understand of this?
Exactly.
And, you know, where I see that your pathway is going, you know, you know, and I'll be honest with you, Sharon, and I've never been dishonest in the old almost 20 years of me doing this. If I think that you can't see any way forward at the moment, it seems to be as if this is your pathway and this is the way it's going for quite some time. Do you understand of that?
Yes, that was one of the reasons about the path that I called, because that's how I feel.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that I wanted to say it's like an unsteady pathway. It's like a bumpy, rocky pathway.
Right.
I'm seeing that pathway. I want to say to you that, you know, you can't see any difference. You can't see any way forward quite yet.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I know that I want to say that to you that I don't know if there's a gentleman that's maybe around your vibration at the moment, a gentleman that, and without me sounding offensive, I don't mean it to come across the wrong way, but it's catching the blunt end of things at the minute. Do you understand of this?
Maybe.
okay? Because I want to say that, you know, without me being offensive, but you're like taking it out on the wrong people. And you know, I don't
maybe.
And you know, if I say to you that he's like getting to a point where, you know, enough is enough, you know, and it's like as if all this is happening, and it's like as if you're losing control is the word I want to use. Do you understand that you feel as if you're losing control, losing grip on things? See, because I know that your grandmother, you know, if she was here with us right now in the physical, the first thing that she would do is catch hold of you, hold you tight, and just say to you, it's going to be okay, and you need to pull yourself together. And that's the word I want to use to you. We need to pull ourselves together. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And take charge back in your life, because I know that you always did have charge, but all of a sudden, you're kind of losing charge. I know we need to take back control. Now, again, see, I'm aware of emotions. You've been so upset of late. You've been crying. You've been... owl in buckets is the word I want to use, okay? And you know...
Inside, yes.
Because I know I want to say it's been, like, randomly, and just all of a sudden, all these emotions come flooding out to me, because I know I'm feeling every single one of them.
Sorry.
Okay, no, please don't be sorry. That's a part of the job, isn't it? And you know, I absolutely adore of what I do. But, you know, see, as I'm feeling that, I know I need to say to you that, you know, things can change, but you need to have more confidence. You need to have more faith in yourself, because I know that that's been knocked out of you of late there, isn't it?
Yes.
See, and your grandmother in the spirit world wants to be there with you just to settle things down and make things... What have you done to your leg then? Because she says, "We tell her just look at her legs." No, obviously I can't see you. But why did she say look at her legs? So is there a problem now?
I have a lot of sores on them, but my left leg, my hip. I have some bad medical news recently, and I don't, you know, it's nothing I can control.
Okay, well, so long as you understand it, because she says to me about your legs. Okay. So if you've had some bad medical news and you've got some sores there, obviously that needs some attention. And, you know, I've always said and always will say, if it's recognized in the spirit world, know that the healing is going that way. And I know that the rest of the guys that's with me tonight, that's working with me tonight, will also send lots of healing, lots of love.
I appreciate that.
And lots of upliftment, because I know that's what we need to do there with
right.
you. And, you know, really try and uplift the situation, because I know that's exactly what you need in your life. See, and I do, see, as I want to go forward in your life, okay, I know things will change, okay, you know the old saying of once we hit rock bottom, the only way to do is to go up?
Yeah, but I, you know, you can go down too. You, every time you hit rock bottom, it can get worse. I've learned that.
You know, I do agree with you to some extent, okay, but once we hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up, isn't it? Because if we keep falling, we haven't really hit bottom yet. Okay?
Yeah.
So I know I need to say to you, once we hit bottom, the only way to go is up. And once we are on the way up, okay, remembering the spirit world is there to pick you up every step of the way, okay?
Now,
I'm being told for some reason here I want to sing to you. No, I can't sing, and the guys will laugh at me if I try. But why would I want to sing to you of like birthday, happy birthday? Is there a birthday that's coming around now then?
My dad.
Okay, blessed. Okay, and your dad's in the spirit world, is he, or is he still here?
Yes, and I haven't gotten, you know, I haven't gotten any communication since he passed.
Okay, well, I know our time is running out, but, you know, I've got to stick with this, and I've got to work with it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because I know I want to sing happy birthday. So your dad has never communicated before, has he?
No.
So, and was your dad quite a slim kind of a guy towards the end of his life? He was, you know, he carried a little bit of weight in the front, but I believe he's quite a broadly built gentleman throughout his life. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, because I know that's the kind of fellow I have here with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do believe he was a very stern kind of a fella, very strict kind of a man when he was with us in this vibration. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because he stands right by the side of me, and he says, you tell her I'm always there with her, okay? So know that your dad, even though that you've never had a communication, he's certainly making a communication with me, okay? And he says to me, tell her I put my arm up on her shoulder all of the time. So you must feel like a weight upon your shoulder sometimes, or you must feel like a either like a pins and needles feeling or a warmness. because he and that's on the right side, isn't it? Because he says to me, I touch her on see, because that's when he's there with you. And he says to me that you've been dreaming of him a lot of late. Is that right?
No.
Okay, why does he tell me that you've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning then?
I have been awake at 3 o'clock in the morning a lot. I haven't been sleeping.
Perfect. I don't mean perfect because you're not sleeping. Perfect because what he's telling me is right, isn't it? Because he says to me that he's been with you at 3 o'clock in the morning when you've been awake, okay? And then he says to me that when you've been drifting off to sleep, that then is the time that he's been making a communication with you, okay? So know that your dad is around you, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that for some reason he makes me aware of being like, I don't know if he was ever in the military or in the army.
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know that he makes me feel as if I want to stand to attention here.
Yes, and army.
Okay, because that's something he always did do, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's what he wants me to do, is just to salute you at the moment. And he says to me about the things he left behind of when he passed. And would I be right in saying that you've been looking? I don't know if you... See, he's rushing me now. He's going too fast for me. Would you understand if I said to you that he would have had, like, medals of some sort?
Yes,
because... And you must have these medals, or you know of where they are? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm trying to... His records are screwed up. I've been trying to get him the medals he deserves.
Right.
And I'm also looking for a medal. I was praying. I've lost a medal, but it's not an Army medal. It's my medal.
That's okay.
That I need to find.
Because he talks to me of this medal, okay?
Okay.
But if that's something that you've been trying to get for him, just know that he recognizes and understands that, okay? And
okay.
He just wants to lend his hand in thanks to you. Because he says to me here that you've... This is something that has been with you since the moment he passed, that you kept going and going and going.
Right,
And it was kind of, it's been difficult. You've come up against a brick wall every single time. Why does he say about my name up on the plaque? Where's my name gone, he says to me. Do you understand why he says that to me?
He doesn't have I'm not quite sure. He doesn't have a headstone. No,
I'm not going to make it fit. That's not what he says.
Okay.
He says to me about my name plaque.
A what?
My name plaque. You know, sometimes when you get people that's in the military, they would get, like, plaques, and they would get, like, they named.
Oh, right, right.
Where's my name gone, he says to me. Do you understand that now?
Possibly.
Is that something that you're trying
possibly.
To get
possibly. You
there?
Know what? He's saying... There might be a plaque with the name Captain that would help me get his captain status.
Right. Okay.
Because he was a captain, and I can't get, and I have the medal, I can't get the damn Army to acknowledge he never got paid right, and I can't put his name on there until it's corrected.
Right.
But there may be something that'll help me.
Okay, so that's a plaque that you're trying to get for him. And I know that I want to put it up on view for everyone to see of how hard this man really worked. Well, you know there, Sharon, that he is so close there with you. He understands of all this work that you're trying to do. And he says to me, you know, that even though that you feel you're banging your head against a brick wall, you keep on there because it will come. Because I know that he says 2 weeks ago you was acknowledged. Do you understand 2 weeks ago you was acknowledged by either the Army or by someone that you're trying to get it off or acknowledge them? But you was acknowledged 2 weeks ago. Do you understand of this?
No.
Would I be right in saying to you that you've had some kind of correspondence or you've actually spoke to somebody in an authoritative position?
No.
Think on it, because he keeps saying to me, 2 weeks ago, you had some kind of acknowledgement of what you're trying to get. So I know that it's like, it's coming. There's a little bit of hope there.
Yeah.
Okay, and I want to say to you, keep going, because as you keep going, that's where he is shining, if you like, because he is so proud of you for what you're doing. Okay, he says to me that everything in your life, that you're trying so hard, and as I said to you in the beginning, that you feel you're getting nowhere, but you are, okay? Keep on keeping on, you will get there.
You know, it's the same with my son. way it's hard for me because my son is gone as well.
Okay.
So I get confused on who's touching me and who's here, and his whole death is wrong too.
Okay, very quickly, Yashan, because I know that we're running right out of time here. But would I be right in saying that your son must have been like 15 when he passed then?
No.
Okay. Where does the 15 tie?
The 15th is the date of my daughter and grandson's birthday.
Bless. Okay, that's fine.
They're
because I'm here in 15, okay?
They were both born on the same day.
Absolutely perfect, okay? It's your dad that touches you up on the shoulder. I'm not saying
okay.
that your son is not there. Your son is there, okay? Now, see, I'm trying to get a little bit more off him because I know that I really need to end it there. But would I be right in saying that, you know what I've already said about your legs? Do you feel like
yeah.
a cold wind that goes past you sometimes?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, rarely, but yeah.
Okay, when that happens, that's your son, because I'm being told that's the son of where it comes around your legs. Your dad touches you up on your shoulder. Sharon, I know I have to leave it there with you. I know I have to end it there because the show is almost over.
Can I ask one question? It's very important to me.
Okay,
You've touched on my health.
Okay.
Okay. What is wrong with me, seriously, it has nothing to do with my legs that I know of. It's, something life-threatening, and I'm kind of don't know what to do.
Okay, Sharon, I know that, you know, obviously the desperation in your voice there. I'm not a doctor, Sharon. I don't mean to
uh-huh.
be rude. I can't diagnose or prescribe you anything.
I know.
You know, I'm just able to connect to the spirit world. I'm just a simple guy that does
right.
I'm certainly not in any medical profession myself. But I'm being told that as you would quite rightly understand, the medical people are there for that reason. So keep going back. You know, if you're not happy, go back and find out. And I know that you will get your answers within the medical field there.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Sharon, I hope that's helped you a little bit. Please download
yes,
a copy.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. Well, please download a copy of your reading in the archives of Maxpro FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye now.
God bless
Bye.
You.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Guys, it's been a great show tonight.
Guys, time just goes so quickly, doesn't it?
It does, mate. We've got to remember this was Jerry Humphrey's show tonight. We are wishing him the best. And thanks for Jerry for letting us come in on his show this evening. Guys, it was amazing. And I know that we will be doing this again live on stage very, very shortly. Guys, God bless you. It's been a pleasure
As I said, that we are the lineup for the Saturday night. Guys, come and see us. Come and meet us. We love to see you there. Sarah, thank you very much for inviting me.
That's okay.
And Grant, even though I muscled my way in.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Always a pleasure to work with you guys. Sarah, amazing as always. Mike, fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Guys, it's coming to the end of the show. We come to the end of the show. Sarah, do you want to say anything quickly before we go?
Love and hugs to Jerry Humphreys, and thank you everybody for listening.
Absolutely. God bless you all, and we wish you the best. And remember, guys, you're never alone.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168396 or email me direct
mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphrey.